Yema. So this question about what is my true calling? So there were two ways to looking at it. Is that I stand where I am, not happy or comfortable with what I am doing, and I just wait that the true calling will come. But a much better way, Shobindu puts it like this, that there is the ordinary Karma Yoga and there is the Karma Yoga which is part of the Supramanta, the divine work. True calling is the work that the divine intends you to do. And Karma Yoga is where the choice of the work is done by oneself. To start with, this oneself may be under pressure of society, conditioning, influence, impression of people, or somebody you see and he suddenly inspires you. But this may not be your calling, so this is true. By inspire, I mean you see somebody doing a job and the job appeals to you. So that's how most people take to a job. Mostly it is like that. Or it may be parental pressure or whatever it is. Need of money, 101 things. Now when we are doing it, so if we do it in the true spirit of Karma Yoga, what is meant by that is that then you take pleasure in whatever you are doing, even if you do not really like it, but you are doing it as a seva. So when you do it as a seva, service to the Divine Mother as an offering to her, especially with Nishkam Karma Bhav, because if you keep on doing it for the results you may get, the mind will get more and more deflected. Let me give an example. So supposing one is doing a job which is fetching you good money and your true calling is something very different. Now if you keep on focusing on the result that but I am getting good money, I am getting good money, then it will not let you take the true calling because the mind will keep on moving in that direction. So Nishkam Karma, meaning thereby do your work well, whatever you may be doing, whether it's your true calling or not is not the issue, but do it well as you can, as your offering, and feel the joy of doing that work. You get money, very nice. Use it rightly, whatever way you think is right. But you're not doing it for money. So there is a difference between being paid for a job and doing a job for the paycheck. Then equanimity, whether you get success, failure, praise, blame. So if you go through this path, a time will come when one will begin to experience this true calling. Some are ready because they have gone through a certain stage and they get the true calling very early. It's just a question of where one stands on the journey of evolution. But otherwise, if you practice in the true sense Nishkam Karma and work as a worship and your means of service to the divine, then one day the divine purpose will spring inside as an irresistible something. Maybe an inspiration which comes to one deep within, an inspiration that catches, this is what I am to do. And then you have to have the courage to shift or transit. But whatever one is doing, if one does it with that true spirit of Karma Yoga, that's the important. So in that, there are three stages and steps. If one follows it, one arrives at it. First is not to identify oneself with the instrument. Instrument is a personality which one is, you know, which is part of the work. So I am the one taking, inwardly feeling that grade, that credit about whatever one is doing. Then the next is that as the worker, the sense of doer. So one has to, I am very intelligent, my intelligence. I'm so brilliant. People, when they say that you are so brilliant, nice, yes, I am better than others. So we have to understand that whatever is the brilliance, whatever is the intelligence, it's all a gift of nature. Nature is doing it. Nature is pouring all these gifts into me And yes, one is fortunate, one is grateful for these gifts, but nature is the doer. Then the third level is where we know the master of the work. So whom am I working for? Am I working for my ego, for my family, for a company, for the boss in that company, for a particular organization or institution? No. I will do it for the divine. You are in the same job. Let's take a very practical example. Somebody is working in a bank or somebody is a doctor. So either place, now let's say you are a doctor. So when you are a doctor, you start with this, that don't have that ego that I am a doctor and I am somebody who is cut up from others, and I am a doctor and I am better than the other doctor and I must get better paid. What's my paycheck? So you say that this is whatever, when every day I go, every patient that comes to me has been sent by the mother. And let me see that person irrespective of his pay capacity, irrespective of his outer social standing. Of course, one has to do the whatever niceties, in the sense that in society, when we live, we do have that. If a minister walks in, you have that, it's part of the decorum, that's all. But it's not that inwardly you are very, this minister has come, I must form a rapport or good this thing with him because he'll be helpful to me, useful to me. All that should go away. So when we do like that every patient is nothing but mother has sent me and I am supposed to see that patient, and this my service, my worship to the mother. And then again, this inner feeling that, I am so great, I am so intelligent, so brilliant, that should also go. And the third is that I am doing it for myself, my ego, my family, my organization. All these three should go. If these go away, most often than not, your work will also assume a very good quality. That's what is called as yoga karma sukhasalam. Because now many of these things which divert, distract the work, that they are removed and you are more focused, your energies are more channelized in whatever you are doing. Now you may not be enjoying that work, true. So that's where you have to practice equanimity. Mother says something very interesting, that do whatever work you do with pleasure, but do not do anything for the sake of pleasure. So here it applies to all work. You may be at home cooking a meal or packing your suitcase, traveling, communicating with people. Take joy in whatever you are doing. Because it's your seva. The seva goes on in every way. It's not confined to just a professional work. Then a time comes when you begin to really, meanwhile you are aspiring, mother, what is it that you want me to do? So that stage is when it is known as Sarva Sankalpa Sannyasi. So up till now, the choice of the work was mine. All other things are karma yoga. I have renounced the fruits. I have got rid of the egoism of the inaction. I have got rid of this, that, I am not doing for this or that person, but I am doing it for the divine. But who chose the work? In the beginning, I chose the work. So, but as we start doing it, we will, because automatically many of these things which have dictated my choice, they will get dropped off. Many things we choose for these things which we are going to get back, or as I said, because of somebody's influence, they will drop off. And when they drop off and we sincerely aspire, then slowly a purpose, God's purpose in us, that will begin to appear. Then it requires a leap of faith and courage to follow that path. But first the normal karma yoga, then only this next step comes. As I said, some are blessed for whatever reason. It's their past preparation, who know it very early. And they know it very concretely, almost like in the heart, that this is what I am meant to do. Do it then. Then these other considerations will not come. It will be something which wells from the depths of the heart as the thing to be done. It's what our nature really calls us to do. So that's a very beautiful if that happens. More and more people nowadays are becoming aware of this. So other question is, what if one is divided between knowing that the divine presence and wanting the divine gives meaning to life, and also not wanting the divine or resisting? Okay, fine, I think we have touched it, but still. So what happens is all of us are divided. It's not one person. All of us are divided. One part wants the divine, another part does not want the divine, third part resists. It's a condition of everyone, nothing new about it. So what one has to do to join the parts? We have to treat these other parts which are resisting like, as mother says, recalcitrant children. You have to tell them repeatedly, see, you have to understand, this is my aspiration, this is where I want to go. So slowly these parts which are resisting begin to fall in line. It's a long process, because there will be this part. Now which one I give more importance, which part I feed, that's the story of the two wolves. Which will grow stronger? The one which I will feed. So if I, supposing there is a part in me that wants the divine, another part that does not want the divine. So how do I strengthen the part that wants the divine? What are the means? I should read. I should think about the divine. Even if there is a part which resists, but at least one part wants it. At least knows it, intellectually knows it. Now, if I give more importance to this part, more credence to this part, then slowly the other part will go away. But if I do the reverse, I say basically I know that divine and all is there, but I don't want the divine. It becomes important to me. I don't even try to seek, don't even try to find. Then obviously that part grows stronger, and at least in one life, it just remains a life of an aborted attempt. Not that it is wasted, because even an aborted attempt is taken into consideration. There are lives like that. I'm aware, I've met people. Whole life, they were caught between the gully and the slip. Anybody understood what it means? Gully and the slip? Terms of cricket. Not at say a first, second, third slip behind the wicket onto the right. And then there is the gully, which is almost parallel. It goes straight line with the wickets. So many people have this condition. To start with, it's almost there in everyone. So what we strengthen, it all depends on that. That choice we have to make. Nobody else will make a choice. And ultimately, maybe there is a life, there are lives sometimes of preparation. There is a line passage in Savitri, a long dim preparation is man's life, a circle of want and toil and hope. So it's okay, and it's not okay. It's okay in the sense it's not wasted. Nothing is wasted. But it's not okay because so much time, when something in us knows, why not make our will sincere? That's the only difference. Nothing else is to be done, but each one has to basically make the will more and more sincere. Look inside that, why is it that I am, a part of me is resisting? What is the reason? And if possible, excise it. Remove it. It requires an effort. What is the relation between Swabhava and Swadharma? How does one find? This is very simple. Swabhava is the divine impulsion in man. So the divine connects himself with creation through the Swabhava. Swabhava, way of being, mode of being. That is Swabhava. So that's how the fourfold order was created. Swabhav se hi usko padhne mein ruchi hai, gyan arjan karne mein ruchi hai. By your very nature and temperament, something in you seek books of wisdom. There are people who are Swabhav se hi. He is a very helpful, he wants to help, heal this tendency. That is Swabhava. Swadharm, then what you will actually do in keeping with your Swabhava. Your Swabhava is a seeker for knowledge. Then Swadharm will be that you will spend more and more time reading, studying, contemplating, reflecting, meditating. That's what will be swadharma. If your swabhava is a seeker of knowledge and you chit-chat, gossip, go around enjoying life, then there is a gap between your swabhava and your swadharma. You are not following your swadharma. Why? Because you are impressed. That's what is called paradharma. Somebody else, let us say, is into business and getting a lot of money. But your swabhava is knowledge, seeker of knowledge. So you see, but you know, seeking knowledge is not going to really fetch me money, and one is attracted towards money or is ambitious about getting. These are the two great distractors of human life. One is attraction for money and the other is for power, that is ambition. So one begins to follow an alien law of being. That's what it is called, paradharma. Okay, I'll do business. Okay, I am spare time, I will do some reading, but basically I want to go for business. Why? Because it'll fetch me money. Now here the Gita says, even if you succeed, it is bhayavaha, dangerous. So it says very beautifully, swadharmo nidhanam shreya. It's better to die following one's own dharma. Dharma here is the way of being, law of being. Paradharmo bhayavaha. For somebody else, something else may be fine. He may be, that's his calling. But it may not be your calling. So don't imitate. Follow your calling. Then nature will help you, destiny will help you, divine will help you. And you will be deep inside, very satisfied. See, somebody wants to go for painting. Mother has spoken that story of Rakhel, that how he would paint and nobody would buy, because that time people didn't understand what his paintings are. But he followed that trail. Today his name is legendary, but during his lifetime he died a pauper. Nobody understood. But you follow. Swadharmo nidhanam shreya. Better to die following your own dharma. Dharma is not religion, as we all know. Dharma literally means that which holds you and that which helps you grow in a certain way. So it is both. It is connected with your inner self as well as in your unfolding journey of life. So swadharmo nidhanam shreya. Nidhanam is death. Paradharmo bhayavaha. Even if you succeed, you will feel empty, you will feel unhappy deep inside. And there are people who are like that, and then they run here and there. You will see them typically feeling very great about the amount of money they have. Then they have to spend that money. So they will go abroad and they will go for a holiday because they don't know. They are feeling very hollow, unhappy inside. But if you are truly happy inside, you will not feel like doing any of these things, because you may go, but the joy is already there. So when we follow the swadharma, you will get natural joy. And it's surprising that it can be so different from what one may be doing. But it requires courage, no doubt. And these two things, money and ambition, they are the two great distractors on the path, especially in today's times. People will say, if you don't have money, what are you going to do in life? It goes to that extent. So the difference between Mahakali, Bhadrakali, Ranachandi and fierce form of Durga, well, these are terms which have been used in our tradition, but what they mean is they are aspects of the Divine Mother, and particularly the ones which are mentioned are all powers of the Divine Mother in her Mahakali. Mahakali is the original. So who is Kali? Kali is the power of the divine that changes time. So you'll see Mahakal and Mahakali. So Mahakali is the power which can change time, because she is the swift, rapid strike, frontal stroke, ktak, removes all that is resisting. So she is the power, and this power is of intense love. Out of deep, intense, rapturous love, she does it. Because you can't leave, I want, resistance, what to do? I want this, but I cannot. I am tied to this bond, that person, this person. If Mahakali intervenes, she rarely intervenes. She will say, okay, give me a list of your attachments. finished. She doesn't. She says, it's between you and me. Your soul loves me. I have come. After that, your surface personality may cry, this, that, gone. Finished. She does in one stroke. She is Mahakali, the original power. Basically, what is this swift movement of the Divine Mother? Rapid stride. Mahalakshmi will do it very nicely, beautifully. She'll take you through the attachments and all that. Because she has to blossom in you the power of harmony. That is more humanized love. Love, harmony, beauty. So she doesn't do like that. She will pick up, I'm giving an example of a relation which is coming in the way of your seeking the divine. Mahakali will come and say, gone. Now you may cry. But gone. Mahalakshmi will modify it. Make it more beautiful. Make it more purer. More refined. Patient process. And Mahasaraswati will do the same thing. But with a great degree of detail and perfection in everything. Maheshwari will show you. See what it is worth for. Come out of it. But Mahakali in one stroke. So this is the difference. So other powers are still welcome. When Maheshwari intervenes, she'll say, see this, where are you? This life you are wasting in human relationship, whereas your goal is the divine wisdom. So there will be love between human beings, but it'll be more of the nature of compassion, sympathy, that kind of love. Not the love of that attachment, but there will be an impersonal love, if you want to call it. Whereas Mahalakshmi's love is that, you know, what most people seek. That's why Shobhinda says, charming. And she brings that sweetness to life. And none can resist. That's how he says that Mahalakshmi's charm is impossible to resist. So she ties human beings with that thread. And then Mahasaraswati, she comes at the land, she brings perfection. These are the four main powers. Now from Mahakali, you have different Bhadrakali. Bhadrakali is there are two forms of Kali, Rudrakali and Bhadrakali. So Rudrakali is the destroyer. And Bhadrakali is another aspect, she is more auspicious. So there is the difference. They both will do. The action is similar essentially. Of removing that obstacle. Rudrakali will do it like if you have a... I'll give you an example. You are very attached to it and you know... If Rudrakali comes, you'll see it's gone flung and out. But if Bhadrakali will come, she will play with it and take it in her hands and take it nicely away. You can't stop her. But the Rudrakali is... tremendous. So Rudrakali normally intervenes when you have those badhas like the Rakshasas and Asuras, then Rudrakali comes. But Bhadrakali comes if there are, you know, god-like things which are obstructing, then she will intervene. So you have Bhadrakali and Rudrakali are the two main powers. Then Ranchandi, of course, when there is war. So then Ranchandi, war, inner war. We just read that beautiful description from Triple Soul Forces. And fierce form of Durga. So Durga has a benevolent form and a fierce form. Benevolent form is a form of wisdom and love. So benevolent form of Durga is where she gives you the wisdom which helps you. She is like kingly, royal in stature. And the fierce form is when she destroys the Rakshasas and Asuras. So this is not, she doesn't destroy actually, she drives them away. And of course they would be, Kali destroys. So when she has to destroy, then she takes the form of Kali. So Durga as such, she drives away by the roar of the lion, by her putting forth of the sword. She is so royal that the Asura runs away, Pangani Lena. So they hide. But if she has to destroy, she will chase them to their lair. When she chases them, she becomes Kali. Why? Because Kali, she identifies with all that darkness, becomes as fierce and violent as the Asura and slays them. And of course, she changes the whole scene and scenario within a short time. So these are the aspects of the Divine Mother. Yeah, they are all in tandem, but normally what happens, each god has, goddess has his own domain. So Durga and Kali are, they work very closely together. So when she has to slay the demon hordes, then she assumes the face of Kali. Because then it's a very intense, powerful action. Pulsating action, drinking the blood and all that. But otherwise, as such, Durga is a benevolent power. The asuras won't go near her. Because just her form is such formidable power. Honestly, like, seeing her itself is like security. They will not come. The moment they see Durga around, they will not come. They are afraid of that. They afraid means that's the majesty. They are people who command that kind of power. That is Durga. She is full of wisdom. She guides you on the path. She will say, don't go that way. There is that fellow wolf waiting for you there. Go this way. Wisdom. She will guide you. But if attacked by the asura, then out of Durga Kali emerges. She jumps into the fray and thar thar kaape sara, everything. So there are two sides, forms of one truth. And a request to recite Baji Prabhu. अरे यार कहाँ नींद उड़ जाएगी नींद उड़ा के आंखों से चैन चुरा के बाजी प्रभु ये देखो ऐसे लोग हैं. I'll read just one part. It's a very long poem of Sri Aurobindo. So Baji Prabhu is the based on a real story of Rangana Pass. So there is a fort which, you know, Shivaji perfected the guerrilla warfare and, you know, occupying forts at a height. Exactly what these fellows did in Kargil, occupied the heights. So whoever occupied the height was at an advantage. So there is this famous battle where Shivaji's lieutenants, two of them are Tanaji Malsuri and Baji Prabhu. So they are told ki Shivaji is he knows that there is an army of some 20,000 Pathans, Rajputs and Mughals. So they cannot be just about a handful of 50 people. They cannot hold them for long. So Shivaji, the message is that Shivaji will bring those guns, artillery. But they have to hold till then. Because till he comes, these 50 people have to hold the pass. So earlier, they are about 300, but then others go back, retreat to bring the guns. And so there is a dialogue which ensues between Tanaji Malsuri and Baji Prabhu. Tanaji Malsuri is the famous movie, Tanaji. Arey, Ajay Devgan. So that's one of another hero. So Tanaji Malsuri, they're debating who will stay. So Tanaji says, this I can handle. You leave me and you can go and fetch Shivaji. You are much more important for us. And he says, you give me just 200 people and I'll hold it. So Baji says, no, you go. Just leave 50 people with me. So when he is departing Tanaji, he knows that this is a suicidal mission. Because 50 against 20,000 stand no chance. Whatever be your height, whatever be your state. So while going, he says, oh, it goes like that. Okay. Okay. Just see. So this is the fort of Raigad where the thing is happening. So he sends that, okay, go. So now he says, it's a very beautiful poem, so but I'll just pick up some passages. Mm-hmm. Shivaji is deciding whom should he keep here and whom should he take. So there is a little dialogue. Tanaji Mal Suri, that living sword. So he says, what does he say? Not for this little purpose was there need to call the Prabhu from his toil. Says Shivaji, why have you called him to guard this pass? Enough. Give me 500 men. I hold the pass till thy return. But Shivaji kept still. His great and tranquil look upon the face of Baji Prabhu. His eyes are looking at Baji Prabhu, tranquil eyes. Then, all black with wrath, wrinkling his fierce, hard eyes, the Malsure. Now again, Tanaji is saying, what ponders then the hero? Such a man of men, he needs not like us petty swords, a force behind him, but alone will hold all Rajasthan and Agra and Kabul from rise to set. He said, if you are leaving him, then you don't need anybody. Alone he is capable of holding them. See the kind of trust they had in him. And Baji answered him. This is not Baji, Prabhu is not the Baji Mastani, please for God's sake. Huh? That's another Baji. No, there is a man like that. A guy like that. Baji Rao. This is not Baji Rao. Okay? So, and Baji answered him. Tanaji Malsure. So, because he has praised him, no, that he alone can fold. Now you see, this is the Karmi Yogi. The warrior Karmi Yogi. So he says, Tanaji Malsure, not in this living net of flesh and nerve, nor in the flickering mind, is a man's manhood seated. God within rules us. Who in the Brahmin and the dog can, if he will, show equal Godhead? He says, this is not my greatness. I know you have praised me, but cool. Take it easy. It's the God within me. If he wants, he can make a dog resist this pass. Baji Prabhu, I don't know. She has the page. There are no pages from where I am reading. Yeah. So he says, not by men in mightiness achieved, Baji or Malsure is but a name, a rope, and covers one alone. See, this is what gives the strength to the true Kshatriya warrior. He says, it's not about me or you. It's the God within. We but employ Bhavani's strength, who in an arm of flesh is mighty as in the thunder and the storm. I ask for 50 swords. He's saying leave 500 people. He's saying that it is not Baji or Tanaji. That Bhavani who, you know, in the thunder and the storm, that is the image of Kali. She rules. So give me 50 swords, that's enough. I'll take care of the rest. And Malsuri. Now Tanaji Malsuri is telling something in the parting. Yeah, they have agreed. Shivaji, Tanaji, they'll go and bring back the and Baji Prabhu will hold. Well, Baji, I will build thee such a pyre as man had never yet when we return. For all the Deccan brightening shall cry out, Baji the Prabhu burns. He says, I know you're going to die, but see how he's saying. Aisi chita jalaunga jaisi aaj tak kabhi nahi jali. Pura Dakkhin dekhega. Deccan dekhega. Ki aisi chita. He is promising. See, what is the conversation between hero warriors? Ki, I know you are going to die. You have any message for your wife? That's not how hero warriors speak. Filmy dialogue. Hero warriors say, are wah. आज मौका मिला है इसी के लिए तो मैं जन्मा था. So what does he say? That whole Deccan will cry, here the Baji, the Prabhu burns. And with a smile the Prabhu answered. He is not chita vita se usko koi farak nahi. Smile se he answered, me thou shalt not burn. For this 5 feet or more of bone and flesh, whether pure flame or jackals of the hills, be fattened with its rags, may well concern others, not Baji Prabhu. And the chief with a high calmness in his shiny look. अब वो क्या कहता है जाते जाते, we part, oh friend, but meet again we must, when from our tasks released, we both shall run like children to our mother's clasp. कहते ठीक है मैं जा रहा हूं, मिलेंगे. कहां मिलेंगे? वहां मिलेंगे. तुम भी जाने वाले हो इस तरह से बलिदान देके यज्ञ में, मैं भी इसी रास्ते से जाऊंगा. एक्चुअली इट हैपेंड. और तब मिलेंगे वहां पे. यहां तो हम युद्ध के लिए आए, खेलेंगे वहां पे मां की गोद में. सी दे लिव विद अ सेंस ऑफ इमोर्टैलिटी. एंड देन ही गोज अवे. अब शुरू होता है वो युद्ध. और कैसे कैसे वो आते हैं नीचे से. और शेरविंद डिस्क्राइब्स हाउ यू नो ही फाइट्स द बैटल विथ सच ए प्रेसिशन दैट आई कैन टेल यू, यू कांट मेक इवन ए मूवी ऑन दिस, बिकॉज ही डिस्क्राइब्स इन सच ए विविड वे. आई गिव यू वन एग्जाम्पल. द लीडर्स फेल, द फॉरवर्ड by the bullets chosen out, prone or supine or leaning like sick men over trees and rocks, distressed the whole advance with prohibition by the silent slain. So what? They are advancing and these people are not letting them come. So because these people who are advancing are falling, the others are not able to come, because now you know you are. And iron, in slow and ordered ranks, the foot came on. Now again they come. Tall and large-limbed, a formidable array, the Pathan infantry, a chosen force. Lower in crest, strong-framed, the Rajputs marched. The chivalry of Agra led the rear. Then Baji first broke silence. See, first he's describing the enemy as he comes. Lo, the surge. That was but spray of death we first repelled. Chosen of Shivaji, Bhavani's swords for you the gods prepare. We die indeed. He says, chuna gaya hai humko is kaam ke liye. Bhavani ne chuna hai. Ye aaj hi ye talwar kaam aani hai is yudh ke liye. We die indeed. But let us die with the high voiced ascent of heaven to our country's claim and forced to freedom. मरना है ऐसे मरे कि स्वर्ग भी कहे हां इनका स्वतंत्रता इनका अधिकार है. बलिदान से दिया है ना उन्होंने स्वतंत्रता के लिए. हां वी मस्ट ग्रांट देम फ्रीडम बिकॉज दे डिजर्व इट. एज ही स्पोक द मुगल लाइंस एंटर्ड द मीनेसिंग वाइट थ्रोटेड गॉर्ज केयरफुली वॉकिंग बट नॉट लॉन्ग दैट केयर endured, for where they entered, there they fell. क्या है? Action देखो. Where they entered, there they fell. Others behind in silence turn advanced. They came, they died, still on the previous dead. See how Shivind is describing. पठान सारे मर रहे हैं. मतलब action ऐसा है, इतना swift हो रहा है, fast हो रहा है. They came, they died, still on the previous dead. Now dead fell thickening. New dead fell thickening. Yet by paces slow, the lines advanced with labor infinite and merciless expense of valiant men. For even as the slopes were filled and held, still the velocity and lethal range increased of the Maratha bullets. Dead rather than living held the conquered slope. So inki बुलेट्स हैं जो कुछ कम ही बची हैं, मतलब दे हैव गॉन टू गेट इट मोर. द लिविंग हु हाफ ब्रोकन पॉज्ड अब्रिज्ड येट वाइड द इंटरवेल अपोज्ड एडवांस डॉन्टिंग दोज रिजोल्यूट नेचर्स आईज वंस बोल्ड विद ग्लूमी हेजिटेशन रेकॉन्ड अप द ड्रेड इक्विवेलेंट इन ह्यूमन लाइव्स. अब ये धीरे धीरे आगे बढ़ रहे. अब then a lord, high crested of the Rathor clan, stood out from the perplexed assailants with his sword beckoning the thousands on against the few and him the bullets could not touch. He stood defended for a moment by his lees, not yet exhausted. And a mighty shout rose from behind, and in a violent flood, the Rajputs flung themselves on the incline like clambering lions. लेकिन राजपूत किधर से लड़ रहे हैं? उधर से लड़ रहे हैं, वो मुगल आर्मी की तरफ से हैं. Many hands received the dead as they descended, flinging back those mournful obstacles, and with a rush, the lead surmounted and on level ground stood sword in hand, yet only for a while, for grim and straight, the slogan of the south. This slogan of the south is Deccan, Shivaji ki army. Leaped with the 50 swords to thrust them back, Baji the Prabhu leading. Thence they came, three times prevailed, three times the southern charge repelled them, till at last the Rathore lord at one appointed led the advancing death, nor waited to assure his desperate hold, but hurled himself on Baji. Those behind bore forward those in front from right and left. Maratha muskets rang their music out and withered the attack that still dissolved. Ab ye chalti rehti inki fight. Ab ek jagah aati. Ab inki goliyan khatam ho jati hai. Par udhar se 20,000 log hain, wo aate ja rahe hain. Up towards the. The captain of the band, Baji, he cried, the bullets fail, all the great store we had of shot and powder by unsparing use is spent, is ended. And Baji Prabhu turned, one look he cast upon the fallen men, discernible by their attire, and saw his ranks not greatly thinned. One look below upon the hundred strewing thick the gorge, and grimly smiled. Then where the sun in fire descending stood, matlab sham hoti ja rahi hai, towards the vesper verge he gazed and cried. Kya bol rahe hain abbaji, goliyan khatam ho gayi hain sardar, hundreds aa rahe hain upar, 50 mein se kuch to chale gaye, ab kya karoge? What does Baji say? He gazed and cried, make iron of your souls. Yet if Bhavani wills, strength and the sword can stay our nation's future from overthrow till victory with Shivaji return. Apne loha bana lo. Aur rokenge hum is paas ko. And so they waited without word or sound. Ab dekhiye, warfare ki bhi hai. Kitne log hain? 30-40 लोग हैं, 30 लोग हैं, वेट कर रहे हैं, हंड्रेड आ रहे हैं, इनके पास गोली वोली कुछ नहीं है, उनको पता नहीं है, इनको पता है, और ये खड़े होके वेट कर रहे हैं. अब क्या होता है? नो साइट, नो वॉइस, नो मूवमेंट वॉज अब्रॉड, ओनली ए फ्यू ब्लैक विंग्ड स्लो सर्कलिंग बर्ड्स, चील कौए, दैट वॉन्डर्ड इन द स्काई, ओनली द विंड दैट नाउ एरोज एंड ऑलमोस्ट नॉइजलेसली questioned the silence of the wooded sides. Only the occasional groan that marked the pang by some departing spirit on its frame inflicted. Beech beech mein karahak si sunai de rahi thi aur sab ekdam chup hai. And from time to time the gaze of Baji sought the ever sinking sun. So the slow minutes passed, but then the sun dipped very low. A stir was felt far off, and all men grasped the hilt tighter and put a strain upon their hearts. Saam dhal gayi hai na, raat ho gayi hai, aapko dikhai bhi nahi dega. To abhi inhone apni talwaren pakad li hai majbooti se. Resolved, at last the stream of Mughal war came once more pouring. Not the broken rout of Pathans, not discouraged Rajput swords, but Agra's chivalry, glancing with gold and scimitars inlaid with colored robes, swiftly they came, expecting the assault, fire winged of bullets and the lethal rain. But silence met them and to their intent.
So ominous it seemed. A while they paused. Psychological description. देखिए, वो सोच रहे हैं अब ये गोलियां चलेंगी, वहां से कुछ नहीं हो रहा है. अब इनके अंदर एक ओमिनस साइलेंस, ये हुआ क्या? तो सो डिस्क्रिप्ट सच ए फियरिंग सम रूज दो फॉर मच डेथ प्रिपेयर्ड येट केयरफुल ऑफ प्रिवेंशन रीअश्योर्ड ऑनवर्ड विद ए हाई शाउट दे चार्ज द स्लोप. नो बुलेट स्पेड, नो मस्केट स्पोक. Unheard they crossed the open space. Unheard they climbed the rise. But even as their hands surprised, अब वो भाई बुलेट वुलेट इनके पास शायद है नहीं, अब वो बेफिक्र हो गए हैं, चढ़ जाए और तब क्या होता है. Look at this description. No movie can capture it. But even as their hands surprised the shrubs, क्योंकि वो उसको हटा हटा के चढ़ना है ना, shrubs that fringed the vantage, swords unseen hacked at their fingers. Through the bushes thrust lances from warriors unexposed, bore through their bosoms from behind the nearest line. सब थे पेड़ के पीछे छिपे हुए, जैसे उंगलियां lances, suddenly they were surprised कि क्या हुआ. Pressed on a share their fate, and still the sea of men bore onward, till with violent strain they reached the perilous crest. There for a while a slaughter grim went on, and all the verge was heaped and walled and thickly fortified with splendid bodies. But as they piled, the raging host behind tore down their dead and mounted, till at last the force prevailed of obstinate numbers, and upon a crest swarming with foemen fought gainest desperate odds the southern few. अब बहुत कम बचे हैं डक्कन के लोग. Small was the space for fight, and meeting strength with skill and force with soul, the strong and agile keepers of the hills. Marathas were expert in mountain warfare, huh? Keepers of the hills prevailed against the city dwelling hosts. ये इंडियन आर्मी की एक खूबी है, माउंटेन वारफेयर, तो उसमें ये एक्सपर्ट्स हैं. तो ये एक चीज जो अभी डिबेट हो रही थी कि अगर माउंटेन वारफेयर में आर आर्मी इज वेरी वेल ट्रेन, पूरी माउंटेन डिवीजन है हमारे यहाँ. अब क्या होता है जब ये सिचुएशन आ जाती है. सो फॉट दे फॉर ए वाइल, देन सडनली अपॉन द प्रभु ऑल द गॉडेस केम लाउड लाइक ए लायन hungry on the hills. He shouted and his stature seemed to increase striding upon the foe. Aisa pratit hua ki ye to sakshat bhavani prakat hui hai talwar lekar ke. Rapid his sword like lightning playing with a cloud made void the crest before him. On his either side the swordsmen of the south with swift assault preventing the reply, till like a bank of some wild river the assault collapsed over the stumbling edge and down the rise. तो ऐसे करके गिरते जा रहे हैं. अब ये भी मराठा भी. Then wrath rose in the Prabhu and he raised himself in soul to make an end. But even then a stillness fell upon his mood and all that godlike impulse faded from his heart and passing out of him a mighty form stood visible. अब ये काली का दर्शन करते हैं कि कौन थी जो इनको शक्ति, अब वो मोमेंट चला गया है. ही सैक्रिफाइज हिमसेल्फ बट द विक्ट्री इज वन, वो थोड़ा देर बाद में आएगा. सो वो क्या देखते हैं काली माँ को अपने अंदर से निकलते हुए, टाइटेनिक स्कारलेट क्लैड डार्क एज ए थंडर क्लाउड विथ स्ट्रीमिंग हेयर ऑब्सक्योरिंग हेवन एंड इन हर सॉवरन ग्रास्प द सोर्ड द फ्लावर द बोन द ब्लीडिंग हेड भवानी. दैट्स दर्शन दे रही है माँ, क्या मोमेंट पर खुद को ऑफर कर रहे हैं वो अपने सिर को भवानी के चरणों में, क्या रेयर मोमेंट है. देन शी वैनिश्ड, द डे लाइट वॉज ऑर्डिनरी इन ए कॉमन वर्ल्ड एंड बाजी न्यू द गॉड इज फॉर्मिडेबल हु वॉचेज ओवर इंडिया टिल द एंड. इवन देन ए सोर्ड फाउंड आउट हिज शोल्डर शार्प ए मुगल लैंस ran grinding through his arm. But Baji with the crown, Moro Desh Pandey to the other side, hasten of the black gorge and bring me word, rides any from the west, or canst thou hear the Raigad trumpets blow? I know my hour is ended. Let me know my work is done. Kya baat hai? Mera samay aa gaya, ye to bata do ki Shivaji aa gaye hain. Kyunki wo aa gaye, bas ye to hogi na victory. He had to hold the pass. Just imagine, and kya bol rahe hain Sri Aurobindo? That Durga guards India. You see, people don't understand this. Actually, we easily say Mughals conquered and East India Company, whatever, British conquered. It's not true. India was never fully conquered, unlike any other land. See the history. Fully, India was never conquered. Always there was resistance, and ultimately it overthrew and they went back. You see through history. Hum aasani se maange, Mughalon ne humko conquer kar liya. Conquer kar liya, to ye Maratha kahan se uthe the? Conquer kar liya tha, to Shivaji kahan se aaye the? ब्रिटिशर्स ने धोखा दिया था ईस्ट इंडिया कंपनी के नाम पर, बहुत कुछ किया उन्होंने, लेकिन उस समय भी जैसे प्रिंसली स्टेट ऑफ गुजरात बरोडा, ये अंडर में नहीं थे ब्रिटिश के, कभी भी ऐसा काल नहीं हुआ जहां इंडिया को पूरा कॉन्कर किया हुआ। ये बाकी राष्ट्रों के साथ हुआ, कन्वर्ट हुए, सब हुए, आप अफगानिस्तान उधर पीछे पीछे जहां भी चले जाओ, स्पेन पूरा कॉन्कर हो गया था, देन ऑफकोर्स फिर उसके बाद वो जो क्रिश्चियन वॉरियर्स आए, आधा आधा बटा, बट इंडिया में तो उन्होंने पूरा रिपेल किया अल्टीमेटली देखा जाए, वही अंत में पार्टीशन, दैट वाज दी। मोरो देश पांडे आते हैं और कहते हैं, बाजी आई हैव सीन द रायगढ़ लैंसेस, बाजी आई हैव हर्ड द ट्रम्पेट्स, कॉनकरिंग विद हिज क्राई द डिन ही स्पोक, देन डेड अपॉन ए मुगल कॉर्प्स फेल प्रोन, एंड बाजी विद ए ग्रूसम हैंड वाइपिंग द ब्लड फ्रॉम हिज फियर स्टेयरिंग आईज saw around him only 15 men erect of all his 50, but in front, behind, on either side, the Mughal held the gorge, groaning once more the grim Maratha turned. अब वो देख लिया है कि बाजी, वो मोरो देश पांडे मरते मरते बता रहे हैं कि वो आ रहे हैं, ट्रम्पेट्स मैंने सुन ली है, वहां से आना शुरू हो गया है, पर वो देखता है कि अभी हमारे 15 बचे हैं और इनके तो चारों तरफ घेर के रखे हैं। And he charged the exultant foe behind. With him the desperate survivors hacking ran, and as a knife cuts instantly its way through water, so the yielding Mughal wall was cleft and closed behind. 8 men alone stood in the gorge's narrow end, not one unwounded. There, where hardly 3 abreast have room to stand, they faced again the foe, and from the latest hold Baji beheld, mounting the farther incline, rank on rank a mass of horsemen galloped far in front. So, dekhi kya veer ras ka varnan hai, aur ant mein aa jate hain Shivaji. Wo kya kehte hain? Pehle to Tanaji, but Shivaji by Baji's empty frame. उसके पहले द मुगल राउट बिगैन श्योर फुटेड स्विफ्ट द होस्टाइल स्ट्रेंथ परस्यूड सूर्याजी फर्स्ट शाउटिंग अलाउड एंड सिंगिंग टू द हिल्स ए सॉन्ग ऑफ रामदास एज ही स्मोट एंड स्लू बट शिवाजी बाई बाजी हिज एम्प्टी फ्रेम स्टूड साइलेंट एंड हिज गेज वॉज मोशनलेस अपॉन द डेड तानाजी मालसुरे स्टूड बाई हिम एंड ऑब्जर्व द ब्रेथलेस कॉप्स देन स्लोली सेड 33 द गेट्स by which thou enterest heaven, thou fortunate soul. ये नहीं करें बड़ा बुरा हुआ, दुख हुआ, हम लोग कितने कमजोर हो गए, हाय मर गए, युद्ध में बेचारा शहीद हो गया, ask that soul. वो कह रहे हैं fortunate, you guy, you fellow, thou fortunate soul, thou valiant heart, so when my hour arrives, may I too clasp my death, saving the land or winning some great fortress for my lord. But Shivaji beside the dead beheld a dim and mighty cloud that held his sword, and in its other hand, where once the head depended, bleeding, raised the turban bright from Baji's brows, still glittering with its gems, and placed it on the chief's. But as it rose, blood-stained with the heroic sacrifice, round the aigret, he saw a golden crown.
दिस इज, ये तो मुर्दे को उठा दे. मेरा पर्सनल अनुभव है इस पोयम के साथ, बहुत सीवियर मुझे गैस्ट्रोएंटेराइटिस, सुबह में काम करके सेंटर होता था बेंगलोर में, तो यूज टू गो इन द मॉर्निंग फॉर वर्क 5 बजे, क्लीन करना, सब कुछ करना. तो जब आए रास्ते में, और मुझे रात से ही हो रही थी गैस्ट्रोएंटेराइटिस, सो इट वाज लाइक डोंट गो. आई सेड नो, मदर्स वर्क, वी हैव टू गो, व्हाट एवर हैपेंस. तो गए वहाँ पे. बाय द टाइम आई केम इन द लिफ्ट, आई ऑलमोस्ट कोलैप्स. सो एज आई केम आउट आफ्टर फिनिशिंग द वर्क, वो वहाँ होता रहा जो होता रहा, आके आई लिटरली कोलैप्स इन जस्ट देन. ऑब्वियसली देन कविता केम आउट, सॉ एंड इमीडिएटली रश टू द हॉस्पिटल, बगल में था तो वहाँ ड्रिप व्रिप चल रही. तो अभी दलजीत अपने, ही वॉज देन वन ऑफ माई बैचमेंट, अगेन अ डिवोटी, नाउ ही रिटायर्ड एज डायरेक्टर जनरल आर्म्ड फोर्सेज. सो ही आस्क्ड मी, सर क्या चाहिए, कुछ चाहिए आपको? अब तो मैं एडमिट हो गया हूँ, ड्रिप व्रिप चल रही है, आधे अनकॉन्शियस स्टेट में. तो मैंने कहा दलजीत वो बाजी प्रभु पढ़ते तो मेरे पास आके. तो वो लिख के आया, वो पढ़ना शुरू किया आधे घंटे में, बैड वुड के मेरी जो जोश आ गया था कि चलो. आई हैव एक्सपीरियंस दिस ट्रूथ ऑफ दिस पोयम, इट कैन मेक द डेड अलाइव. वीर रस तो देखा, ऐसा वीर रस क्या कहा जाए. श्री अरविंद जब जिस रस को लेते हैं, वहीं जब वो बुक ऑफ लव बोले थे, प्रेम के रस को अगर आप देखोगे तो लगेगा ओ माय गॉड, ऐसा कोई प्रेमी नहीं हो सकता. श्रृंगार रस को देखोगे तो वो अद्भुत है, एक से एक सब जगहों पर उन्होंने सारे रस, और कितने सुंदर ढंग से. एंड समबडी शुड प्रॉब्ली डू सम रिसर्च इवन ऑन दैट. अद्भुत रस, भगवान का दर्शन, जगन माता का दर्शन, सारे के सारे सावित्री में तो सब समाहित है. विभत्स रस, आप डिसेंट इन टू नाइट वर्ल्ड्स ऑफ फॉल्सहुड, यू सी इट टू द अल्टीमेट. अब क्या पढ़ा जाए इसके बाद उधर क्या पढ़ा जाए इसके बाद. हाँ, अब कर लेंगे क्वेश्चन, कल करेंगे. बाजी प्रभु के साथ सोने में मजा है. ये सब ना सेकुलर थॉट ने चौपट कर दिया हमारा स्वधर्म. सब वहां से आकर के इधर से वो, ये था आर्य धर्म, वॉरियर्स, वॉरियर्स सोल. बाहर का युद्ध भी, अंदर का युद्ध भी. अंदर के युद्ध में भी यही चाहिए, मेरे अंदर ये डिफेक्ट है इसको मैं हटा के रहूंगा, आत्मजय ही बनूंगा. फियर है, आई विल कॉन्कर फियर. लस्ट है, आई मस्ट गेट इट अवे. यही तो तपस्या थी जैसे वो करते थे, जितेंद्रिय जित क्रोधिय. ये दिस अवर कल्चर.